listen to this.
I'm listening.
While impromptu singing at his office party last December, Brian Hutson, that's H-U-T-S-O-N, was approached by renowned music producer Joe Vulpis, V-U-L-P-I-S, whose roster has included Lady Gaga, Al Martino, and Deep Purple.
Wow.
Vulpis liked Hutson's sound, and so early 2015, the pair recorded and released two original jazz pop singles, Let It Ride and She's My Woman.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? To their delight and surprise, Let It Ride debuted at number 48 on the Adult Contemporary Top 200, peaking at number 5. It remained in the top 10 for 10 weeks. And is
Sweet.
Currently in the AC Top 40, as well as playing in 6 countries in Europe. And he's going to be here, Brian Hutson is. He's a
when?
New York City resident. He's going to be at the Valencia Winter Walk this Saturday, December 12th, accompanied on the piano by Vulpis. He will premiere his new holiday single, a bluesy cover of Elvis's Blue Christmas.
It'll be a blue Christmas without you.
Looks like you guys really know that song well, don't
you?
Singing in two different keys, sort of. Anyway, this song, his Elvis Blue Christmas,
sorry,
is currently playing on major market Billboard radio.
Wow. Wow. That's
so
all I can
say.
It's wow.
And then he's going to be in the... making a special appearance at his alma mater, Ichabod Crane, during the high school's winter concert on December 16th. So you have two chances to see him. Local boy makes good. What do you think?
Cool. Well, we have some videos here of his songs. She's a Woman, or what was it?
Can we see that? Can we see those on the air?
She's My Woman and Let It Ride.
Let's listen.
When's he coming in, by the way?
He's going to be Skyping in.
Around 5:30.
Oh, okay. So let's listen to one of his songs.
Skype,
leave our mics on so we can
The Skype
comment,
is ready,
please.
But right. We're going to listen first.
Okay.
All right. So this one's called Let It Ride.
Been around the world, performing everywhere. Made fame and fortune with the kind of life without a care. And no matter how big the business, it's dark and cold inside. But it's the tingle and feeling that tells you when things are right. Let it ride. So many women love to jump in the game. They walk the walk, they talk the talk, they never really know your name. But if the one you rest your head next to on the pillow every night gives you the tingle and feeling you can't deny deep inside, let it ride. I've always been superstitious and love to roll the dice. I've made some bad decisions without that feeling inside. If I had to do it all over, I'd leave it up to chance. As long as the tingle and feeling is there to remind me firsthand, let it ride. I'm doing this record after all of these years, but the labels, the agents, the managers won't sign me in fear. But I'm holding the cards, raising the odds, bringing the stakes even higher. I still got the tingle and feeling I can't deny. Let it ride. Oh, closing my eyes, going all in on the prize. Let it ride. Oh, let it ride. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Jake, are we on the
Hello.
Do we have our guest here?
Yes, indeed we do.
Hello, guest?
We're here with Brian Hudson.
Can
you
hear
us? Brian?
I am here.
There we go.
Loud and clear.
Let me tell you something. Jake, our intern engineer here, is very excited because he's hoping someone will discover him in a similar way someday.
Yes, that is true.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I could tell you from experience, it's when you least expect it.
So where were you working when this happened? What was the, place where you worked, an office party?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm actually at my office right now in a conference room.
So even though you were discovered, you're still stuck in that job.
I am. They just can't get rid of me. So
okay. What kind of job is it?
Yeah.
So I work at a small investment bank. We deal with mergers and acquisitions.
Hmm. Cool. Oh. So you can finance this thing yourself.
So, Brian, I'm just curious about, your background singing, I guess. Why he approached you and all that stuff. That's pretty special, I guess. So
sure. Yeah. So I grew up, in the area. I went to Ichabod Crane Central School District, and became very involved, with the music department when I was in middle school. I feel like the staff there really took me under their wing, and I was in the chorus, and they encouraged me to try out for the select chorus and get involved with musical theater through the school, and I did all that and continued adjudicated solo singing as well. And then I became involved in community theater in high school as well, and then it was time to go to college, and I fell in love with New York City. I loved Broadway shows. I just loved the energy of the city. So I decided when it was time to go to college that I wanted to go to school in New York, which I did. I went to Fordham University, and they have a campus at Lincoln Center, which is perfect as well because, Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts is right there.
Right.
And but I decided I wanted to – I really enjoyed economics and finance, so I decided I wanted to major in that. And I kept music as, a side thing. It was, my passion. It was, my way of, personal fulfillment. And so I decided to take voice lessons when I was in college, completely, unrelated to my major. And I did that. And so I kept up singing and, as friends, got married. I've sung for my friends at their wedding. I've done, singing at cafes in New York. But it was kind of a side thing. I had an opportunity to intern at an investment bank, and I did that. And when I graduated, I was lucky enough to get a job in investment banking, and it's incredibly demanding. So singing kind of went by the wayside. But as much as I could, I took lessons, on a weekend, on a Saturday or a Sunday, and just to keep up with it as much as I could. And it just so happened that last year I was at the holiday party and I hadn't sung in a while. It was a really crazy year at work. And so we have a guy who is at the party who's friends with our CEO, who's a really great pianist. And he'll get up and play a song or two while we're eating dinner. And so I decided on a whim to get up and ask if he could accompany me on a song by Michael Bublé, Everything. And he did that, and I sang, he accompanied me, and when we finished, he approached me, and he's like, he gives me his business card, and I look at the card, and it says his name, Joe Vulpes, producer.
Right.
I'm a music producer, and I'd love to work with you. And that was when it all that's when it all started.
That
and
is
I was
so
just,
cool.
Sounds yeah, like a movie.
It does.
Exactly. I've said that before. I felt like I was in a movie, and honestly, I felt like I've been in a movie ever since.
So you had no idea that you were going to be this successful then. You weren't really planning on anything.
No, music, like I said before, it's always been very personal to me. I'm actually very shy when it comes to music. I've gotten up and performed for people, but it's my thing. It's very cathartic for me.
Right.
It's my way to express myself. And so that's been one of the, I guess you could call it a challenge, ever since we put my music out there and I've been on the radio and I've been doing things like this show right now. It's really been a way for me to open up and kind of come out of my shell and,
I like the example you present to a young Jake here. Keep your day job as well.
I was asked a question in an interview recently about that, kind of about everything that's going on and finding the balance between mm-hmm. both. And it definitely is a challenge, and it's become more challenging as my music's taken off in the past couple months to keep the balance. But I'm an incredibly risk-averse person, so even deciding to take my producer Joe up on his offer and actually get in the studio and put something together, that was a huge step for me. So I always say, yeah, make sure to have a plan B or a backup plan or something right. else, because you know it's you want to 100% you know explore your music and your art or your craft or your passion, but at the same time you have to live,
well,
you know,
yeah, and more importantly in this current atmosphere for music, it's much harder to make
right,
a living.
It's getting
at
a
music,
lot harder.
You know, I mean,
I feel like
you have to be a superstar now to make a real living.
Yeah, exactly. It's,
and somebody who's singing sort of cabaret, more cabaret style music, it's got to be, I imagine, performance is more how you stay alive if you want to be a full time singer.
Yeah, exactly. Even to have a song on, you know, on the radio, which is that's incredibly hard to do. Mm-hmm. Live performances, I mean, for a couple of reasons, obviously people want to see their, you know, artists performing, and you have to be able to perform well live. But then also just that's how you make money really as mm-hmm. a musician. You know, royalties, you know, they don't really they pay the bills a little bit, but right. you can't really make a living off of royalties unless you're, you know, Billboard, you know, top five.
Well, plus you have a lot of cabarets in the city where you can perform, so I guess that would help if things evolve that way. Now, are you planning to do a complete album, or is it you're just taking it slowly at this point?
You know, yeah, we're still seeing how well Let It Ride, you know, has done and is doing still on radio. I have a holiday single that recently started playing on radio, a cover of Blue Christmas. And so we're seeing those songs through, but ideally, you know, would love to get in the studio and do a full album. It would, you know, it would be really a dream come true. But, you know, for now, we're just we're letting those songs play out. And then we're also, you know, starting up with live performances as well.
Well, I see you're performing in Columbia County.
Yes, I am.
This weekend at the Valencia Winter Walk in a place called The Lodge, I think, at 3016
yes.
Main Street.
And what time is that?
That's at 6 p.m.
Yeah,
6 p.m.
The
I'll
event
make sure
is
to
from
check that
6
out.
To 9. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be singing from 6 to 9, are you?
I am, actually.
Really?
There will be a couple breaks in there, but yeah, we've been rehearsing like crazy, and I'm really excited. I have an act of a set of you know my original songs, mm-hmm. some of the you know classic crooner style pieces, a couple show tunes in there as well, and obviously the holiday music, holiday songs as well. So I'm really excited to. It's going to be my first local performance since I released these songs to radio, so I'm really, really excited to perform for the community, you know, the area I grew up and the people I grew up with.
I'm kind of curious. You say you release these songs to radio, so there's no actual vinyl or CD involved with these songs? You sort of record...
They're available, on iTunes. They're available digitally, but mm-hmm. I actually recently did a run of hard CDs for the upcoming shows so that people can buy, essentially, you know, an EP, you know,
right.
it has three songs
cool.
on it.
But I mean, your radio stations actually do take songs that are just been recorded digitally that way?
Yeah, a number of stations will do hard copy mail outs to stations, you know, with like one or you know, right. the one song on a CD, but a lot of stations now will take songs digitally, which makes it a lot easier.
And how do you get their attention? Is that what your producer does, or I mean how?
Yeah, so yeah, no, that's a great question. So my producer works with essentially radio PR public relations team that has you know relationships with stations, and they'll basically work to promote and try to get them to try out my song, and they'll do test spins, and if it you know does well, then they'll start playing it you know on regular rotation.
Any luck with Jonathan Schwartz?
That's funny you say that. They're currently reviewing my stuff.
Oh, good luck.
Thank you.
I'm curious, are any of these songs your original creations?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes, Let It Ride The song that we first took to radio is an original co-written with Joe Volpis, my producer.
Yeah.
We did another song. We didn't take it to radio, but it's out there, and you can download it. You can find it on YouTube as well. It's called She's My Woman. And so those two are originals. And then the third song I mentioned before, it's a cover of Elvis's Blue Christmas.
That's so cool. That's awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
And then what are you going to be singing in the Ichabod Crane High School winter concert?
Sure. So that's an amazing opportunity. I'm so excited to go back. I haven't been, you know, to my high school. I think I'm coming up on my 10-year reunion in 2016. But I'll be singing a Let It Ride, and then I'll be singing Blue Christmas.
Great.
Wow. That's so cool.
Well,
we have a star from the local area.
I know.
That's awesome. I go to Hudson High School, by the way.
Oh, great. My mom actually taught kindergarten at John L. Edwards for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she retired recently.
Hmm.
Jake is not telling you he's also a guitarist.
Yeah, that's my main focus, kind of.
What's your band's name these days, Jake?
Carbonated.
Oh, it's still Carbonated.
It's
huh?
still Carbonated. That's the other, that's the first one.
Those
There's
bubbles haven't
too.
Burst yet, huh?
Huh? No, those. I see what you did there, Tom.
So, Brian, have you been back to Hudson recently?
Yeah, I actually recently, earlier this summer, purchased my first house, and I purchased it in Columbia County. So I try to get up on the weekends and go there kind of for my sanctuary to get away from all the craziness in the city.
Have you been? Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, so I'm in the area, you know, frequently, and it's wonderful. I love it up there.
Have you been to Helsinki or the Spotty Dog or any of those music venues?
I was going to say, been to the Spotty Dog. I heard about Helsinki. I've had a couple people mention it to me. I definitely plan on checking it out, but I've not been there yet myself.
I also work at Helsinki.
I heard it's a great space.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is a great space. And they have an open mic. There are a few open mics, but you may
be Ellen,
beyond.
I think he's above that.
He's
Wait
above.
A moment. I was about to say that. He's beyond that.
Open mics are fun. I like open mics.
There used to be, in New York City when I was there years ago, lots of places where people would get up and sing, but I don't think they exist so much anymore. Open mic kind of things.
Well, what's the venues in New York City like? I mean, I'd kind of like to know a little bit about, you know,
There are some that are out there, some open mics, and it's cool because you can find ones of different styles. So you can find one that would be more, you know, my style of music. And they're out there, and there's actually a couple venues that you can just go to and play like a 20-30 minute set. It's almost like I don't know what to call it, like a glorified open mic night, not to insult
like
it, but it's
up.
Like, yeah, exactly. You sign up and you get a slot, and then people will come, and, you know, there's like a cover to get in, and then they can just, you know, hear a bunch of new up and coming artists. And that's a really cool concept.
Cool, yeah.
I really like it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that kind of thing?
No, we're actually planning. We're starting to scope out some New York City venues. But for right now, the focus was to reintroduce myself upstate in you know, the month of December, and really just let people know that you know, I'm out there and I'm making music and inviting people to listen to me.
He's back.
He's back.
Well, I hope we can stay in touch with you, and that you'll your publicist will let the Hudson media, such as they may be.
That's so cute.
That's a radio station and a couple of newspapers.
Blogs.
Know about where you are and what's happening with you.
Definitely.
Most importantly, you have to let Ellen Thurston here know what's happening, because she is a media maven. She is a source for so much information locally.
Really? Okay.
So always let Ellen know.
This is not true. I'm not a media maven, but please do let me know.
her newsletter goes out to millions of, well, maybe
millions.
Hundreds of people, and it's much valued by everyone.
Wow.
I wouldn't say millions, but...
I revise it to 100. Hundreds, I mean.
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Hundreds,
thousands, maybe.
Great.
You could have said thousands. Thanks so much for
Skyping
in.
I have one last question for you, Brian.
Sure.
You have any tips on how to get noticed?
All I have to say is take a chance, take that risk, because as I mentioned before, I'm incredibly risk adverse, and I went completely outside my element to decide to just get up and sing at my party, and it's paid, you know, enormous dividends. I never would have thought it would turn into something like that. So I just encourage people to really just go for it, take the risk, but at the, you know, at the same time, always have that that backup plan, or you know, that plan B. So that if things don't work out, even in that moment, you know, you're good and you're covered and comfortable. But keep trying.
Great. That's awesome. Hey,
well,
thanks for
Skyping with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much. And if you're around, I'd love to see you on Saturday.
Okie doke.
Definitely. We'll check you out.
Talking to Brian Hudson, who's appearing. What's so funny, Ellen? Did I say something funny?
No.
Oh, sorry. Where's he appearing again?
I can't hear anything in these headphones.
Oh. Yeah, we have a little faulty problems with our things. But anyway.
Thanks, Brian, and we'll
thank
be looking
guys.
For you.
Great, bye-bye. Thank you. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.